Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
Yeah, all right. All right, there are three things I want to teach you about prayer tonight. I want to continue because we had such good results on the last session. They're going to get them out the back. They're coming up here. Three switches have to be kept on. And if those switches are not on, no matter how much activity you have, you're not going to function as your max in the spirit world. Now, there are three other switches that will throw those switches off. Those are natural switches. Naturally seeing, naturally hearing, and naturally understanding. Those are three switches too. We got that. But there are three spiritual switches of seeing, hearing, and understanding. That's what we're going to pray about. Because as I go further in Revelation, you're going to be able to catch it. All right, you got to be able to see spiritually, or hear spiritually, see spiritually, and understand spiritually. So, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, look at those scriptures. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. This is what we're going to pray. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. They don't even know I'm doing this, so they got the, I know they're going to be running out the back, all the way up front. 1 Corinthians 2. Now you can see clearly if you don't know how to get these switches on. These switches are spiritual, and the Holy Spirit is the only one can assist you to see in this capacity, or to hear in that capacity, or to understand in that capacity. That we're talking about a capacity here, a capacity to see, a capacity to hear, and a capacity to understand. That there have to be an effort for it. So you see what it said in the ninth verse? Huh? See, it's talking about the natural. Your natural eyes, your natural ears, your natural understanding. And so when I start teaching tonight, you can't be there. Because I'm not going to be there. So if you're there, you're going to get the notes, but you're not going to get the value. See, he says, eyes have not seen, no ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing that God have, what, prepared for them that love him, right?
Yes, sir.
So my natural eyes, my natural ears, and my natural understanding, I'm unprepared to receive what he got for me. How many of you see that?
Yes, sir.
So we're talking about two sets of ears, two sets of eyes, and two sets of understanding.
Yes, sir.
How many see that?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, Jesus and Paul taught this. It's Paul teaching now. He said, now look what he says in the 10th verse. What's the first word in the 10th verse?
But.
But. God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Well, he revealed things to our eyes. He revealed things to our ears. And he revealed things to our understanding. It's by revelation that we can understand God's language. So you need to be able to see in the Spirit, hear in the Spirit, and understand in the Spirit. That's what we're going to pray about. Seeing, hearing, and understanding. So when we begin to sing and we begin to divide the word, you will be in the Spirit. You remember what I said, John, on the Isle of Patmos, he was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day in Revelation?
Yes, sir. Yes.
And he said because he was in the Spirit, he heard, right?
Yes.
What else happened?
He saw.
He saw, right? He heard and he saw, right?
Yes, sir.
In the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And so you can go through the motion of, you can even have devotion. But if you don't understand these spiritual eyes, spiritual ears, and spiritual understanding, you will have information with no revelation. Okay? Now, we'll look at one more scripture and start praying along that line. I want you to read those scriptures and pray them. Read them part by part. Pause. You know, if you say if you're praying verse 9, But it's written, I have not seen. All right, I have not seen. So you just start praying in the spirit because you want eyes to see.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I won't be locking these eyes that have not seen. 1 Corinthians 2:9. See. And so once I start teaching, my eyes will be open. Your ears will be open. Your hearts will be open. And we'll be open for God. We'll create an atmosphere that God can show us more things.
Yes, sir.
That's okay. Y'all see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
This is very important.
Yes, sir.
Three switches. Seeing,
hearing.
Now, Jesus taught that over in Matthew 13. Go there so you can have a full picture of it. In Matthew 13. We're just praying tongue, praying the Spirit. You baptized the Holy Ghost, my friend? You baptized the Holy Ghost. You pray in tongues?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I thought you'd baptized. You've been, well, you wouldn't be driving me. You wouldn't baptize the Holy Ghost. He used to be my driver when I went in this city.
Yes.
Yeah. Matthew 13. You're all the way here from New York. Yeah, welcome. Glad to have him. Matthew 13. Now, I want you to see it again because a strange statement was made by Jesus. In Matthew 13, we hear,
yes,
right, a strange statement here. He says, Jesus said, in a night voice. Matthew 13:9, that's puzzling. If you don't know the dual existence. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
If you don't know the dual existence, this would be a puzzling question. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
but he's taking us to a deeper dimension. Now, also we see, and we can pray this out. Also we see in this same opening, he talks about hearing. In the 13th verse, therefore speak out to them in parable, because they seeing, see not. And hearing, they hear not. Now think about the two dimensions now. The natural and the supernatural, the physical and the spirit. Neither do they understand. All three things. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Those are three switches.
Yes, sir.
He said, and in them is fulfilled the prophet of Isaiah, where he said, by hearing, ye shall hear and shall not understand. And seeing, you shall see and shall not perceive. Shall not perceive. See, that's spiritual perception you need to have. You need to, the Holy Ghost got to give you a perception to pick stuff up in another realm, in another understanding. All your answers to all your problem, all situation, all direction you need is in that arena. But you can come here and get a lot of Bible word and a lot of notes and still don't have the answers you need to have. All right, quickly. For these people, heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should hear them. Now, to convert any situation in your life, that's the way you do it. We're not just talking about being saved. If you praying about something, you got a situation in your life, if you want to convert that situation into the goodness of God, you got to be able to see, hear, and understand. That combination will switch on the solution and the answer in which Satan can't handle.
That's right.
All right? Now, notice what he said in verse 16. Read it.
But blessed are your eyes that they see, and your ears that they hear.
Keep reading. All right, that's good. All right, let's some of y'all come around the altar. Let's pray about that. Now, have your Bible with you. And make your pad close by, because if you start talking to me, I want you to shut down and listen to what he's saying. Don't keep talking when he's got talking. All right. Matthew 26:41. Matthew 26:41. And this is what we're talking about. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. But this is the part I really want you to see. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So you can't have no flesh Bible study. It's not going to work. All right? You go ahead and pray. Go ahead. I'm not doing nothing. Pray those scriptures. Go over them. Go back to the one I gave you earlier. Ask the Lord to open your eyes. Open your ear and open your understanding to the Holy Ghost. You go anywhere you want. When I just want you to come to the altar, open up. But when you get ready to walk, you can do what you want to do. Keep the scriptures before you. And then because it's God and you talking. God talk with his word. Open our eyes, open our ears. Open our understanding in this Bible class tonight, Lord. Open our eyes. Open our understanding. And open the eyes, open our ears, open our understanding. Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence. Help us, each one of us, to go deeper into the things of God. Look at Isaiah 50:4. Keep praying. Isaiah 50:4. Isaiah 50:4. Look at it. Andela basho kote le bede le. Ora baba basho kote le ta koshi kiti. Kata ta to help you. It'll help you. Ora baba basa to to koshi kete le boru mama yaya. Andele boru baba baba koshi tiri di kosa ta ta daka. Ora baba 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 koshi tiri di. Ora boko jeda ta ta kosha ta ta kasha ta 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 ta. Ruba ba 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 siko tele ba ba siko shi ti ti ti. Dele bo ko shata na na ba shata. Ile bo ro shata ra ke shi di. Taraka sa ta 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 ko shi. Y'all keep praying. We're not going to be able to go where we need to go if I don't have somebody to receive it. Andela ba sa ta. The word can't bounce back to me. Shata ra ko shi ti ti ti. Got to have some receptacle. Dela ba so ko shi ti di bo ro sa ta. Dele bo sha ta 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 ta. Andele dele go 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 shi di. Ra ba 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 sa ko shi ti di. Dele ko shi di. Dolo lo ko shi ga zo ko shi. Ra ba ba ko shi ki dele mo ku ra ne shi ka ta 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 ta. E shi ka ta ta ko ta na ba 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 sa ka to lo ko shi ki dele bo ro ma di. Andele bo ro ba 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 sa ko lo ko shi ki dele mo ku ra sa. Keep praying. We're praying from 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. Go back there. Get my ear open. Get my eyes open in the spirit. Get my understanding, my heart open in the spirit, so I'll be able to receive when the Holy Ghost begin to talk. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. Shatalolo basoko shiketele burro babasati. Yala la ba shiku tili di buru ba ba sa ta ta. Dala ba so ko shiti. You know we had Matthew 26:41. Those of you who just get, you might want to get it. Shata ro ba, thank you, Lord. Shata ku ra ma ma, thank you. We come to talk with you about this. Shata ra ra ba ro ba 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 so ko shi. Dili bo ko shiti. Every person here for a reason. Ko ra ba 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 sa ko to ro ko shata. Andele bo ro ba 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 ba, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Tororo ba 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 shata. Thank you, Shororo ba 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 sa kushi ki tele boruba. Ara ba ba eboruba. Even now and then, look at that scripture, because you want that scripture to be the God to your prayer. Shata, you don't want to go off without it. Shata ta kushi ki. Andele boruba ba 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 ba. Giri bo sha ta 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 ta. Duro ko sha ta ra ka sha ko chiri di. Da la la ba sa ta ro ko chiri di di. Di ko thank you Lord. Shout out by not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit. And then let go to the ko chiri di. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear, heart to understand the things of God. And the left boss of Koshiri, the Gosha, 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 wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that my eyes open, I can see. My ears open, I can hear. My heart open, I can understand. Robashako tele boru mamana shakat. Ziggy derebo koshiri. Derezo suko shata tara koshi. Rabakosuko shata tata sata. Other good dragon will go to the Kosuko. Other good goes to the Kashi Kashi. And the label suko shata terekosuko. And the negotiate good. And the laba koshi di korona baba koshi. And the label ko shata. Now, when a Christian don't understand about the eyes and the ears and the heart, the eyes seeing, the ears hearing, and the heart understanding in the spirit realm, they become carnal. And a carnal person is just like a person not saved, but they can't hear what God's saying. Not that they're not saved, they're just carnal. But it makes life easier, even with any contest you have, if you can hear what God's saying. So you see, noticing the 13th verse of 1 Corinthians 2, 13, which things also we speak not in the word which man wisdom teaches. You see that? But watch the what? The Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual thing with spiritual. All right, then he goes on to say in the 14th verse, but the natural man, and that's that man in 1 Corinthians 2, 9. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. When you're cornered, the same thing. If you have never been trained, been in church 25 years, and really love God, but if you have never been trained, same thing. You've read the Bible 5 times. If you've never been trained, the same thing. When God speaks to you, you've got to be able to see what he's saying. And only the Holy Spirit can do that. We can't do it by much reading, much praying, much saying. It won't make it happen. And so the labor go down. In other words, the laboring to get in his presence. I'm gonna talk about his presence tonight, but the laboring is not there. You don't have to labor. You just step in. See, you follow what I'm saying? And it make it a whole lot easier. And a lot of time we're praying for a certain amount of time. But he got there after he started 10 minutes and he wanted to talk with you, but you didn't listen, you kept praying. Because when that anointing hits you, he won't say something. Yeah, see, we call it praying through, but it's easier to get in his presence if you understand that. Because once you start talking, you don't have to talk to him long. If you can see, if you can hear, you can understand. You know, I don't believe God have no lack of understanding. So before you kneel down, he know what you was coming for. But he want to give you an answer. But we got to be available. When I stand up to minister the word tonight, it's not by might, nor by power, but by his spirit. So any answer, any solution, any direction, any wisdom that you need, it will come out of my mouth. But it's called how your ears receive it. If you're looking for a formula, if you're looking for some facet of things, it's not going to work like that. It's going to come directly to you. 6 people sitting next to you won't hear what you hear. But you will hear what you need to hear by divine direction. So he said a natural man, at them natural eyes, natural ears, and natural heart, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, For they are foolish in him, neither can he know them, because they are what? Spiritually discerned. That is very important. The three switches are what? In the realm of the spirit. Now, because you are born again, child of God, you are in that realm.
Yes.
You can see spiritual things, and you can hear things spiritually, and you can understand things spiritually. That's your victory. There's no other victory greater than that. It'll handle all the rest of the matters. If you can hear when God talking to you what he's saying. Now you're able to follow direction. Matter of fact, you cannot be led by the Spirit unless you can see, hear, and understand. Or you can read the scripture. But you cannot be led because, I mean, you're fumbling around, you can't even follow. Because you don't know where you're going. You follow me? Now a lot of joy has been, you've been robbed of a lot of joy and a lot of peace. And this goes to start bringing it back to you. I heard one time it says, many years ago, God really has no pets. He'd do the same thing for you that he'd do for me or the person next to you. But it's according to, do you know how to open up to him and let him, listen, minister to you? See, so what you're saying? I'm saying the ministering that God bring to pass in your life is through you seeing, hearing, and understanding. See, it's really not on your end. See, when you know how to pray in the spirit, you're praying beyond your infirmity. And two things happen. I don't want to get a teacher now, but two things happen. You move above your infirmities, and you know the mind of the Spirit and the will of God. That's all you need.
Yes.
See, your infirmities is move out the way, and so there's infirmities we move in now, blindness, deaf. And I got to use another word, and stupid. Because that's what happened when you can't hear in the spirit. You're blind, deaf, and stupid. You just don't know what to do. And so now you're going to take a scripture and run out there and get your tail whooped. With a scripture. Search the scripture, but in them you think you have life. But to testify to me, you didn't hear me. So now you've taken your scripture, drawing your own map. You see what I'm saying? No, you got to hear a scripture. Before you can use a scripture, see, we can abuse scripture. Before you can use a scripture, that you have to spend some time with that scripture, that scripture turn into God. Satan can handle scriptures, but he can't handle God. Satan will stop you with 9 chapters memorized. He let you quote and quote and quote and quote. Go sit down and finish quoting. Quote, 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 quote. Then he get up and slap you. You can't stop him. But what we're doing now, you're going to remember this. The Holy Ghost is going to remind you. When you set to read, you ask him, let me see this. Let me hear what you're saying. You see. And I can tell you right now, we're going to finish praying, but I'll tell you right now. Stop going after so much stuff. Go after him. He is loaded. Every good gift and every precious gift come from above. He got gifts that you would never see. He got gifts he won't give you. But you're begging too much. You know, if I could say it, you know, the scripture says I'm tired of him. Because he ain't stayed long enough for him to get out of the scripture, he gone to another scripture. Sometime when you're reading, you am to read a chapter, first verse, shut you down. Got it?
Yes,
stay with that voice. That's the live, that's the quickening voice for you right there. So don't feel guilty that you didn't read the other 24 voices.
Yes, sir.
Oh, lift your hand. Let's pray a little more. We got a few more minutes. I'm going to see what I need to see tonight. I'm going to hear what I need to hear, and I'm going to understand what I need to understand. Shalalabashaka said, I'm going to see what I need to see. I'm going to hear what I need to hear, and I'm going to understand what I need to understand. Orabashaka ta ta ra ra ba. Korobabashata. Katalabashato kosheka. Thank you, Father. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Shatata tokoshi. We all come as students. Oh, shatata la la ba ba ba. Roba ba 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 sa. Let it be a great night. Shokotera around the world. Shatata kotere mongoro nane shokotara. Ramamro ba 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 sokoshi ketele mongoro sa. Hatara ba koshi tede kotoro ba 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 sa. Shatata la koshi tete. Dalabaso koshe te. Ro ba 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 sa ta ta ta. Ta ta ke she ke te lo bo kosha ta te le bo kosha. Oh. Ah. Kosha ta la ba. Ko ba sa. Kasha ka ta la ba ba ra ba ba ra ba ba ya sha. Glory to God. Hey, kata ta 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 ta. Koshe kata la mo koshe ketiri koshe ya. Ramene de mo raba. Oh, glory. Shetete de. Open our ears. Open our eyes. Open our understanding, Father. Herere, thank you so much. Shata ta 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 ka. Raba ba 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 sa koshe de. Thank you, Lord. Shatakora mama. Kora ba 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 ba. I see, I hear, and I understand. I'm seeing, hearing, and understanding. Koro ba ba shakata. Kora ba ba sa kushihisa. Glory to God. Glory to God. Shatata la ba shatata. Uruba ba ba tata lo koshi te de 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 koshi de de de. Prandi kaso lo koshi katarata. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ya 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 uru ba 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 sha ya. Let the scales fall from our eyes, Lord. To loco shete. Take the plug out of our ear. Da la la ba sha ta ta ta. Da in a film from over our heart. Sha ka ta. Holy Spirit, help us. Kotala, help us. Help us, help us. Kata tata koshekete. Brahmamara basu koshekedele borro ba 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 sata. Yurara ba bra ba ba bruna shukuride. Duro basu koshekede kosha kata ta. Now, those, I heard, how close you want to be to me? I heard him ask that. And those three are the avenues to maturity. Hearing, seeing, and understanding. They are the avenue to maturity. But what the enemy will do and what religion will do is make you believe you're seeing, make you believe you're hearing, and make you believe you're understanding, because you got a lot of notes, some in red, some in yellow, and some in blue. You see? But when it's really happening, things start changing. And so the three switches to maturity is seeing, hearing, and understanding. Knowing you have two sets of eyes, two sets, so you can hear me clearly. You can hear me clearly because I got a mic on and all that. You can hear that volume. But did you hear what was behind it? Did you hear his voice? Because I'm just a servant. You see what I'm saying? So you'll be listening for his voice, and then he'll tell you what he wants you to do at any given time. Then you start maturing. Then you stop, you come from the elementary thing about baptism, you know, that in Hebrews 6. You remember he said you move hard in those elementary things? Well, just turn to Hebrews 6, y'all looking at me kind of strange. Hebrews chapter 6. You see, we go on from these things. Now, this scripture can be puzzling if you don't stay in Sunday school. This scripture will drive you out of your mind, because it says some of the major things, you know. Therefore, leaving the principle, Hebrews 6, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, what he's saying? You ought to know that. You ought to know Christ's teaching. Boy, got quiet, didn't he? Yeah, you should know Christ's teaching, but you keep going over the same thing. See, once you learn Christ's teaching, now I want to expose you to greater revelation. Let us go on unto Hebrews 6:1. Let us go on to perfection. That's maturity. Let us go on now. Let's go on now. We got the doctrine of Christ. He died for us. We got the doctrine. Now let's go on. Let me reveal something else to you that go along with that. Not laying again the foundation of repentance. You ought to know how to repent. Got to preach you about repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. You ought to know how to have faith toward God, you see, of doctrines of baptism. Oh, Lord, not this other one. And laying on of hands. Now, remember what he said at the beginning of the verse? Leaving these principles. And the resurrection of the dead. And eternal judgment. As a student, you should know these by revelation. And so when, as you study these, your eyes come open, your ears open, your eyes open, then he'll take you into, go back to 1 Corinthians 2:10. The deeper things in the spirit. See? See? Glory to God.